Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sometimes in life, we encounter people who teach us things we never knew we needed to learn, who offer a perspective that forces us to reevaluate our outlook, and who humble us with their innate wisdom and kindness. Sometimes, though, we also meet people who offer us none of these things. Ladies and gentlemen, Flats and Shanks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of our weekly podcast. I'm David Flatman.
Mate, can you do it again? A bit more oomph. I know you've got a bad back.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of our weekly podcast. The name's Flats.
I'm Shanks.
Hiya, Tommy.
Hiya, Dave.
Okay, boy.
Yeah, really good, boy. Nice. Yes. Better than you, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a bad back, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
What have you been doing, mate?
Hurt me tie rack.
Pottering in the garden.
No, similar.
Weeding.
Got friends in Bath who
IKEA furniture.
Yes. No.
Fixing your bed.
Got friends in Bath who've got a...
Standard.
Stand off. Just shut up, will you?
Go on in.
Friends in Bath who've got a swimming pool.
Of course they do.
Very nice.
Of course they do.
They invited us over on Sunday for the afternoon so that our two little girls could go swimming in their pool all day.
Are you friends with anyone that's got a two-bed house?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yes. Fine, carry on.
I'm from Maidstone, mate. Don't act like I'm some sort of, you know, G. So...
God.
Yeah, and I was just... had a plate of sausages that our friend cooked for the kids, for hot dogs and stuff. And I just said... They said, can we have our hot dogs in the pool? I said, yeah, sure. So I stood up, didn't drop a sausage, but my back went. And, excuse me, I can safely say that I've never had that before. I've always been a bit fat, not very... whatever it is, but I've always had a really strong back.
Of course you have, because of scrummaging.
Yeah, but even then, even as a prop, I never missed a game with a bad back in... you know, since I was 8 to 32, just because my neck and back were always really strong, and it felt weird to have a bad back, but I basically stood or sat still for 3 hours, could barely get home Sunday night, and I was like, right, and I give it, my wife was like, right, we're going to hospital, and I said, no, I'm not cancelling my, I had a bit of work yesterday, which we'll talk about in a minute, but I was like, I'm not cancelling that, so, because I said I'll do it, and I kind of can't bear not to. I hate the idea of letting people down because it makes me nervous. Because anyway, and it was really bad, and it is better now, but it is not right, and I'm struggling to get in and out of the car. And
do you know, like from my playing days, the worst two injuries still hurt me now. It isn't so much my knee, because that's okay, I don't run anymore, really, but it is my neck.
Yeah.
Get a real bad neck now after Brent Cobain took it off in a game once.
Yeah.
I made the cardinal error of jacking for the ball and having a quick look up.
Oh, yeah.
As I looked up, the forearm come and hit me.
Yeah.
And the other is my nose. That's one of the reasons why I don't want to do like a white collar. I'd love to, because I am...
You're really hard?
Pretty super hard, yeah.
Yeah.
Get Red Ross.
Still being raised in...
Red mist comes over me.
Yeah.
And, but that kills all the time.
Really?
Jenkins broke it in a game for Wales against Samoa.
Yeah.
Might have said this, but
why does it still hurt then?
So I was just looking for the ball at the bottom of the ruck, right? And he came flying in with an elbow, caught me on the nose.
Yeah.
Took it off, basically. And he's never said sorry.
Of course he hasn't.
Should have been in the way.
Of course he hasn't.
But I don't know, it just hurt. It just, all the time it hurts.
Yeah.
It just, like if the kids knock it, I'm like, ah. But it's because it's so big, which doesn't help.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know, but basically I've, what we'd normally do is what all blokes do, which is like, it'll be all right. But I put my, as my wife said, I put my back under a lot of stress. One, because I squat deep in the gym, yeah.
Go below 90, don't you?
Ask the grass, mate.
Yeah.
I literally go, I go full extension, yeah. And I don't use crazy weights, but you sort of 200 plus.
And do you go, Lycra shorts? Because it's obviously better to squat, because if you wore
nobody wants to see that. Even I don't want to see myself in
Lycra. Do you go cotton trader rugby shorts?
No, I go like Under Armour, like CrossFit shorts, unsponsored, by the way.
Yeah.
Just because they're real big and stretchy. But all that, but also my wife said, basically, that's why pregnant people get bad backs, because look at all the weight at the front. So I'm basically pregnant.
And do you still go to the gym together and support each other?
Me and my wife?
All you.
She does not do. She just started with a new personal trainer. She's looking for ages and ages to, because she won't do it on her own.
Yeah.
And she finally found one she deemed fit enough.
What's his name, mate?
I don't know, actually. I'll find out. I'll get it for the next part. I'll find out and we'll... she said he's fit, so that's good news. And I was like, well, if you're getting a fit one, I'm getting a fit one. She said, great idea, you might go more often.
Yeah. I mean, they're really good for stretching you after as well, you know, getting the hamstring stretch when you're on your back, pushing your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always good. Good.
Yeah, so my back's all right, thanks for your concern.
Good man. Any other issues?
Health issues?
No, just in general, mate.
I'm all good. I would say I am... At the moment, I would class myself...
Overworked and underpaid.
Overworked and underpaid. I would class myself as not stressed, but significantly fatigued at the moment, I would say. We'll talk about what we've been up to in a minute, and you'll probably see why, or you'll call me a lemon. But how are you?
Yeah, good.
You all right, are you?
Yeah, no issues this end, boy.
Well done.
Just in training for...
You look fit, actually.
I've been training for a stag do, mate.
Who's?
Gethin Jenkins.
Loose, Dance Music Central. Where are you going?
Not sure yet. It's a toss-up between Newcastle and Marbella.
More beer.
and Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Thing is, though...
Which is good, really, because the three places got a lot in common, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah.
What?
Because you can pay for sex with chips. That is a joke. That is a joke.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this is potentially one of those things that you say. One of the things you say that everyone listening thinks you are a knob. But you go to Vegas for a few days and you go hard. You're dropping $5,000.
No,
and it's like I'm just not up for that.
We're not going to Vegas. I just added that in so I could.
Well done.
Yeah. No, well done. It's Newcastle or Marbella.
Newcastle. Yeah. I'd go Marbella, mate, to be honest.
Yeah.
If I had a choice between Marbella and Newcastle, I'd go Marbella 11 times out of 4.
It's not my choice, unfortunately.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Who's best man?
It's mate Chrissy.
It's a Welsh lad.
Yeah.
Tattoos, steroids, just a guess. Am I generalising now?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He does like to wear camouflage T-shirts, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Valley Commando.
Always pre-drinks and walkabout.
Yeah, Stan.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds fun. So you're in training?
Yeah.
Well, is that just a lot of bench sit-ups, watching what you eat?
I've been doing spin class, mate.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. So we've been jumping on there.
Why is it you look like that and you're taking care of yourself properly and I look like this and I'm not?
Diet, maybe.
Think I just pass caring.
Well, I had breakfast the other day, right, and you had a warm-up of two croissants.
Yeah.
Butter croissants. Croissants aren't good for you, mate. I mean, I think it might be...
Good for your soul, mate.
I think you might just need to be educated, mate, on what to eat. Because if it tastes good, it's bad for you.
That can't be true, but I know enough, but I just like it.
But you are a bigger bloke than me as well, so it takes more to feed you, but yeah. you've got to burn more calories than you intake.
But like when I was like as lean as I ever was, which wasn't that lean, when I was lean as I ever was.
You were fairly lean, yeah.
And
I remember you sprinting on the track, mate, in Enfield. Spikes on.
Remember that boy?
Yeah.
Beat George Shooter in 150 once. He was warming up, I was flat out. But, you know, you got down to about 12%, 13% body fat the last couple of years I was playing, and about 19.5 stone, you know. But even then, when I'm lean, I'm still heavy.
Yeah.
So I'm always going to be heavy.
But you need to be heavy, though, don't you?
Not in my job now, really.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, come
on. Your dad's a big bloke, though.
Yeah.
He's got back like a silverback gorilla.
Yeah, okay. That's why I'm a bit gutted, actually, that I'm gutted that I've hurt my back, because I always, like, without thinking about it, I realise now that I always prided myself on having, like, a rock-solid back. And obviously, I haven't. I'm obviously a bit of a lemon. I'm doing so much driving. I've got the comfiest car in the world, as we've mentioned many times on here, but I do so much driving, doing about 30,000 miles a year now.
Yeah.
And I could reduce that significantly.
That's probably not that much drive, mate, compared to a lot of people.
Do you know what? I reckon it is.
Account managers.
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
Yeah, I did 50,000 my first year working.
Sorry, I did 130,000 a year.
D.S. Smith, month, I mean.
Sorry, I did 8 million miles on Tuesday.
30,000's not overly.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in my car all the time. I worked out today on the way here, because I thought it would be an interesting stat. In the last 10 days, I have had 13 meals in my car.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a problem as well, mate. You're eating on the hoof.
I eat good food, though. Every now and again, I eat crap, because I'm just want it. But I'm a guy that...
Mostly when we're together.
Yeah, I stop at Waitrose and I buy... Oh, I'm that weirdo that has packs of artichokes and smoked salmon and chicken breasts and olives in my cars. I don't actually eat that much crap, but it can't be right eating, you know, doing 85 on the sorry 73 on the M4, eating packs of smoked salmon with a fistfuls of salmon and olives with your left hand. You know,
hands must stink.
I know, but I take wipes, sanitizers. I've got mouthwash, alcohol mouthwash. I've got everything in there.
What have you been listening to in the car, boy? You been music in or podcast?
Oh yeah, well, I listened to this podcast called Crime Town that's just finished.
Crime Town?
Yeah, we mentioned it before. It's about Mayor Buddy Cianci and corruption in the city of Providence. It was brilliant. I really enjoyed it.
Fiction, non-fiction?
Non-fiction. Okay. So it's real.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that, and I've just started listening to one called Convicted, which is weekly. I'm struggling to wait a week at a time, but it's really good.
Okay. I told you about one earlier today. I just found one. It's called They Walk Among Us.
Yeah. Just downloaded them all.
UK true crime. It's really it's really graphic, so I warn any listeners who download it, it is graphic.
Yeah, I struggle
with
that.
It's quite brutal and savage, because it's about murders that have happened pretty recently in the UK, and it's a lot of... They have live... it's not live, but they have actual footage, audio of police interviews and 999 calls. So
is there like, are there any, this sounds brutal, are there any kids being murdered? That's what I battle with.
Yeah, first. There is. There's one on, I think it's Phil Pop, who, he set his house alight on fire, didn't he, a few years ago.
So I might skip that one.
The kids were in there. Yeah, it is brutal, but it is quite...
Fascinating these things,
and
yeah.
Interesting.
It's a whole. I mean, we're just adding our podcast to the enormous bucket of podcasts in the sky, but there are some fascinating things out there to listen to.
There are, and there's one I'm reading at the moment about a schoolgirl that goes missing in 2008. So it is, but it's hard, mate. What you start listening to them, you're just fascinated by it and what went on, and you know how they actually captured these criminals.
Do you know what? I listen to the Joe Rogan show sometimes. It's a bit much for me actually listening to it all the time. Joe Rogan is the UFC commentator.
Okay.
He's also a famous stand-up comedian in the US. He's a martial artist. He's a really bright guy. He swears a lot. He's like, "Good afternoon, motherfucker." Like that. One of those guys is a little bit much for me. It's like, you know, anyway. But he's actually really, really bright. Really good interviewee for someone who's not a pro kind of thing. And he gets really interesting people on. And he had Guy Ritchie on last week.
Yeah.
It was like a 2-hour pod. So Guy Ritchie's a fascinating guy, actually. Fascinating bloke. And weirdly, they spend about half the pod talking about how they've dealt with shoulder and back issues and stem cell injections and stuff like that. So I listened to that and all these the machines they use for their back so they don't have to have surgery and it saved them. And the next day I hurt my back.
Do they still use the old school one where you tip yourself upside down? Maybe you sort of fasten yourself to a long rectangular plate.
That's basically it.
And tip yourself upside down.
But I've got a mate who's a doctor. He's actually the old club doctor from Sarries.
Yeah.
And he is now the club doctor at Gloucester.
Yeah.
I'll talk about him in a minute a bit more actually. But I'm going to schedule a proper conversation with him where we talk about stem cell injections to try and regenerate my shoulders, just because they're strong and all that, but they just don't move, they creak, they hurt.
Will that work on knees as well to build cartilage?
Yes. Okay. So it's
expensive?
I don't know, this is what I'm going to find out. Okay. I'm guessing it'll be like, yeah, you can have that done, it's $8,000 per jab. You're like, right, I'm rather limp, thanks.
Yeah.
So
do you ever see a chiropractor? Because chiropractic isn't recognised by an NHS, so it's like an alternative medicine, if you like.
I had one at Bath and he was brilliant.
Yeah, I mean,
boys swore by
it. A lot of people don't enjoy it and it's not for them, but I go now and again. It just sets your spine up and aligns your spine.
I was just always really scared of having my neck cracked. So if my neck got real tight, my back got real tight, my MO was, it sounds really macho, but if I had a really sore neck or back, I would knock a few scrums in training and it would be alright. Running is what killed it, but heavy weights and scrummaging seem to help it out.
But I find chiropractic not being a long-term fix, but it certainly helps for me short-term.
Yeah. The guy that used it at Bath, they still use it now, so in these days of sports science and difficult, complicated insurance policies and all that sort of stuff, they still have the same chiropractor every match day and the boys swear by him.
So. Yeah, Mike Bubbs has one. Chiropractor.
He's got a chiropractor?
Yeah, he goes every sort of 2 weeks, loosens up his hip, you see, for golf. Reckons it helps him follow through with the ball.
A lemon.
Yeah, I know. Played no sport, it's like, but, you know, helps him.
Yeah, it's sort of like you see someone like me or Bubs. Like
placebo effect.
Going to yoga or something. It's like, mate, go for a run for a year and get 5 stone off and then start actual yoga.
He's bought some new golf gear recently, right? He ordered it, Under Armour, and he's been wearing it every single time he's played. So I've been asking the boys to send me photos of him. He's still wearing it. So he plays golf. He plays golf a lot. You know, too much for my liking.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not his wife. But every time he's played, you know, there's been someone new playing with him. So he wants to wear it to show off.
Show off his new gear.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. So anyway, what have you been up to? Keep this fairly brief.
Tell me yours first. Mine's going to be long, so I've got to try and think of a way to make it brief.
Well, we were obviously together, weren't we, last Wednesday? We did a gig for Robert Walters in Manchester.
Good that.
Yeah, so we did a bit of a Q&A on stage about the Lions and what have you.
And we've got a Robert Walters video coming out, which it sounds like just a corporate, we're just selling our souls. It's actually brilliant, and you're going to love it.
Yeah.
And anyone who's listening and watching it is going to love it.
Yeah, we mentioned this a month ago in the podcast we did at Robert Walters, and it's amazing. So this video has been cut for the Ultimate Fan. We interview him, and we'll retweet that soon.
We just literally watched the first edit on Shanks' laptop now, and we were pissing ourselves.
Yeah,
so
we had tears. So we did that in Manchester, didn't we? It was good. A good day there.
We took on
a lot of the customers then after at Three Sports. We spent a half hour on each station, so darts, table foosball, and air hockey. What were you best at? Darts for me.
Air hockey.
Okay.
I'm a Jedi, mate.
Yeah, I suppose your hands as well.
Yeah, right. Nimble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little fingers.
Mind games.
So that was Wednesday, wasn't it? So we stayed the night there.
Stayed up pretty late as well.
Yeah.
Went to bed about 3.
Just the...
Don't know why we're tired. Yeah, went to bed at 3.
Just the 40 pints.
Ooh. Then we went out.
And then...
So we with Richard Hill as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Richard Hill.
On Sunday, then I had to go up to Cobra Rugby Club, Mid Wales.
Yeah, how was that?
Ambassador for NatWest Rugby Force. So Synergy Activate, all their sponsorships. So went up there.
Yeah.
With a lovely lady called Gemma. She looked after me.
From Synergy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave me a polo to wear.
Oh.
Which I kept.
Standard.
Winner. Got me a drink of water and a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just security, really. Stopping all the the kids making them form a line and they wanted autographs.
Yeah, happens to me.
So many.
You know the drill.
So it was a really good day up there, actually. Part of a mini festival they had. Did a bit of reffing, ref the under-9s game.
Did you do your Cobra impression?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. And played in 3 Dads v Lads games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you go?
I sort of playmaker in the middle, mate.
Yeah, because your strings.
Yeah.
Your knee wasn't great.
Couldn't really run that much. But it was a good day, mate. It was good up there. And they had a good day. A lot of people around.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Giving something back. What about you?
Yeah, so I did the thing with you on Wednesday night. And that was really good fun. And it was a... Didn't have to get up in the morning, so it was like stay up late.
Nice hotel, wasn't it?
The Lowry.
Yeah.
Well, nice.
Apparently that's Mourinho's favourite place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where apparently Falcao, the striker, lived for a year.
Like Alan Partridge.
Yeah. But he could live there. It's lovely.
Mm.
Really like that. Can you order an Irish coffee at 2 in the morning? Yes.
They were there when I arrived.
Yeah. So... So I did that with you on Wednesday night, and then I had I spoke at a dinner for my mate Adam, who you know, you met,
yeah.
My stag.
Adam Charmaine.
Charmaine, yeah, and he is
Charmaine.
He's marketing director Charmaine for Bradford's Building Supplies. And
you won a TV, didn't you?
Yeah, so it's a bit random, but he's my mate and he's marketing director. So I've done a few. They sponsor the Chiefs, Exeter Chiefs. I've done a few things with them, and they're just wicked blokes and women. And like I did this thing. I was at Exeter anyway, commentating, and he was like, oh, do you mind popping in? So I just popped in and did this thing, and ended up having such a good crack. I was like, I'll come again, sort of thing. And, you know, you're not always being crude about it, not always working, charging, as it were, but just because they're just quality people.
Yeah, I know.
And we stitched up one of their, this fat bloke called Dino that works with him, who's gobbing off. We stitched him up, collected so much money that he had to go and chase the otter at half time at Chiefs, and he was pissed. It was great. So anyway, I spoke at that dinner, and it just, time sort of ran away with me, and I won a flat screen TV in the raffle, and everyone was like, put it back.
No way.
Normally, you put it back. I was like, no, thank you.
Do you need one?
I'm taking it. It's not about need, is it? It's about want.
Where have you put it?
I'm telling you. Oh, it's a 49-inch curved full HD Samsung top of the range.
Do you want to sell it to me?
Probably stick it in the kids' playroom.
Yeah, put it under the bed.
Stick it in one of their playrooms.
Yeah.
Probably stick it in the shed. Anyway.
Put it in the toilet.
So that was a result. But that, again, I was like, do you know what? Getting a bit late. I've got to work again tomorrow night. I'm going to go to bed. Went to bed and it was 3 o'clock again. I had a few pints and I was like... Yeah, I wasn't pissed. I was just had a load of pints. I was like, okay. So the next night, I did the... I spoke at the Bath Rugby...
Oh, that's right.
...Legends Dinner.
I couldn't do it.
And I've got to say...
With you.
The really, really good event. I didn't enjoy the event. I didn't feel great during it. Not sick. I wasn't drunk, but I had 3 or 4 pints because loads of my mates are there before we started, and I'd never drink day after day after day. Like, I just don't do that. So I did it, and I got up to speak, and I can tell you now, it's the worst I've been in a couple of years in terms of public speaking and stuff. It was fine, passable.
Yeah, no, I heard. I just wanted you to
say it. I just got down, I walked off the stage, and I was like, that was shit, mate. Dave Trick then did a turn as president of the club, very funny. Then we had Bob the Cat Bevan. Have you heard Bob the Cat?
No.
He is the best. I'm an MC, I know that. Martin Bayfield is the king, but the very, very best in the business is Bob the Cat Bevan. He's an old man, he's a cockney, he's a savage, and he is hilarious.
Do you know who the best MC is?
Who?
MC Luck.
And DJ Nee.
Well, he's a DJ.
He's a DJ, yeah.
MC Luck.
So... But then Rod Woodward was the guy they got instead of you. And I love you, mate, but that is an upgrade.
Was he Mario?
No, he mixed it up.
Okay.
We've seen the act before, but it was genius, and he had the place absolutely had him in bits.
Like, I probably listen to him once a year.
Yeah.
Because of the various events going around in Cardiff, and every year he's just brilliant.
He was so good. I mean, he was so good. If you repeat any of the gags now, they'd sound rubbish, but they were very, very good. And
he did a good one before. He was talking about all the men in the room, and he said, there's some lovely, lovely women here as well. And he's like, where'd we be? Where would us men be without women? Hey, where'd we be? Fucking Thailand. That's where I'd be.
That's what he said. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
He was like, no, you look lovely tonight, ladies. And everyone looks great. I mean, I say, there are a few dogs out there. You know who you are. Yeah, but he was very, very funny. The reason I know he was funny is because my wife was at the dinner. She goes to very few dinners, but she sat on my mate's table. And the reason I know he was funny is that she didn't laugh at one of his jokes.
Okay.
She's Dutch. She doesn't get... I mean, I wouldn't say they've got their own sense of humour, but I'm going to go so far as to say she doesn't get humour. Like, if I... Like, you put The Office on, and she's like, I don't get it, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Okay. The whole world says it's the greatest comedy ever. Let's put Phoenix Nights on. Not funny.
What do you have in common then, mate? Animal instincts.
We've just been together so long.
Yeah.
No, I quite like I don't mind that. Yeah. She doesn't really. I came down off the stage and I was like, I knew I was shit, and my mates were there and they were like, really good, mate, really good. He did well, didn't he? And my wife was like, no, didn't think it was very good.
Yeah, but for every yin, you need a yang.
Yeah. So she said to me after the event, you need to not drink before you speak because you're not good when you've had a few pints. So then I went to the Rico the next day for the last game of the season. It was brilliant. And it's Tuesday now, and yesterday, I told you, I'm trying to keep it brief. Yesterday morning, very early start. I meant to go up Sunday night, but I hurt my back. Don't know if I mentioned that. So 4 a.m. start Monday, yesterday, to drive up to Sion Park, which is where the Lions were gathering.
And used to go to uni that round there, boy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Brunel.
Yeah. But I never knew it was there, Sion Park. It's beautiful.
Is it?
I've never heard of it. It's beautiful, yeah.
Well, Isleworth's beautiful.
No, Sion Park is beautiful. Okay. I was the worst minging, isn't it? Mm. So I did a Land Rover video with Martin Johnson and Brian O'Driscoll in our car.
Oh, cool.
Those videos. And it was great fun. And we spent most of them... It was a bit of a slog because you start so early.
Didn't want me in there, no?
No. Couldn't get your number. Lost your number.
Yeah.
And we spent most of the morning pissing ourselves laughing. So it's actually...
Okay.
And then it's like, right, race out the car park, get to Cheltenham in time to host the Gloucester end of season awards dinner last night. Which I did with no alcohol inside me, fully hydrated.
Oh, legend.
I sat at the back so I could prepare properly and felt much better about myself when I got off the stage compared with Friday night. Because you know what it's like? It's like your last game. If you play a bad game, you basically feel like shit until you play well again. So kind of got back on the horse a little bit last night and really enjoyed it. And I went midnight, I went to check in at Malmaison in Cheltenham where I'd booked a stay, and they said, you don't have a room here. I said, oh, geez, I must have forgotten to book. Can I have a room, please?
Yeah.
And they said, there aren't any. So it's midnight. And I just said, he goes, tell
there
me
is
what.
No room 365.
There is no room 365, yeah.
Sometimes they complain to me.
Oh, sorry.
So they are, mate.
Sorry, that's too much, mate. So then he was like, maybe you booked at the Hotel Devan. That's a French name as well. He goes, I'll give him a ring for you. And he was right.
Okay.
So anyway.
And now we are here at the Celtic Manor.
Yeah.
The Corner Podcast. Big thanks to Dylan Matthews. Plenty of deals going on here at the moment.
Oh, yeah? Tell us about them, Tom.
No, go online. Have a look at them.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't know them, do you?
Celtic Resort. Yeah, there's huge ones. Golf, bed and breakfast, the lot.
Well, I would say...
Always busy, mate. Always busy.
Is this the best hotel in Wales? Apart in terms of massive ones.
It's one of my favourites, yeah.
Then why has every other guest got a shell suit on? Is that because we're in Wales?
No, it's just...
Sporty.
Sport Tuesdays, isn't it?
Sporty Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they look like, yeah, everyone looks like Gazza in the 80s. 80s, 90s. But tonight, I'm going out with the lads. I mean, at some point, I'll have a night at home, Tommy. But I'm going to end up having... For those of you who think it's all glam, we're very lucky to do the sort of stuff we do, but I am having two nights at home in 2 weeks, which is pretty punchy. But tonight, I'm going out with the lads from Tarmac. Not work, just they're having dinner in Bath, and I'm going to go and meet them. I'm not going to have any drink, by the way.
Okay.
Have you ever met the guys from Tarmac? Martin and the boys?
No.
Oh, they're brilliant.
I know there's a couple of guys who work in Wales for Tarmac.
Yeah.
But
brilliant, they're brilliant lads. Oh. Yeah, really good crack. Sat next to them at
what
the
Saints
dinner last year. I don't know, what do they do?
Tarmac drives, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your driveway doing, boss?
Yeah. Pebble Dash.
That'd be nice. I don't want to go home anymore.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Right, before we go on to weekend's results, mate, there's Pro 12 awards were held in Ireland this week or last week or the weekend. Good photo of Nigel Owens and Luke Fitzgerald together. They've made up.
Have they?
Yeah. But the Pro 12 Chairman's Award, special award, went to Nigel Owens, MBE.
Yeah.
Guinness Players.
He was there on the night, He didn't get stuck in Barry?
Just a joke.
Done that before.
Yeah. Guinness Players, Player of the Season, goes to, who do you think?
Charles Pietau.
Yes. Brilliant.
He'd be Player of the Season in any league he played in.
Pro 12 Coach of the Season?
Charles Pietau.
Yeah, Razzy Erasmus from Munster.
Oh, nice.
Try of the season, Ruan Pienaar, Ulster. Young player of the year, Joey Carberry for Leinster.
He's so good, mate.
Great potential.
So good.
Rhino, Golden Boot, Sam Davis. He's the best percentage. Mind you, he only kicked 50.
Yeah, goals, and he kicked four times from the front of the post.
Top try scorer was Steph Evans from the Scarlets.
He's had a good season, mind.
No one really wants to win the Specsavers Fair Play Award, do they? Not really, but...
No, not unless you're a ref.
Connaught won it. So
hang on, Connaught won it, even though their captain persuaded the referee in that Wasps game that they had time to kick to the corner from which they scored. So he either didn't know, or he lied and convinced the ref. And Wasps... But effectively went out of Europe, was that... That cost Wasps massively, massively. They won the Fair Play Award.
Jedi.
That's one of the biggest controversies in European rugby history, and they've won the Fair Play Award.
You could hear him on the way back saying, I'm one with the force, the force is with me, I'm one with the force, the force is with me, I'm one with the force, the force is with me. Do you know where that's from? Of course you don't. What game were you at the weekend?
Debbie Does Dover.
Ben.
I was at Wasps against Sarries. It's good.
What do you think of him?
My,
so 35-15 to Wasps.
Yeah. Thomas Young was
half a team out.
Yeah, half a team out. It looked like Sarries might win it after 60, but Wasps pulled away. Thomas Young was superb. It's one of the best games I've seen him play, and he won man of the match, scored two tries. Three tries, sorry. He still wasn't the best player on the field because Joe Launchbury was just outrageous, just outrageously good. Like. In fact, I mean, I love the other second rows. In fact, I haven't seen a second row play that well in the Premiership this season.
Really?
He was just incredible.
He's kept quite quiet since sort of the Lions snub.
Yeah.
As opposed to Mike Brown.
Yeah, but all Mike Brown has said, instead of the headline said, Brown slammed, he just said he's gutted.
But it's also, you know, you can see the actual quotes.
So what are the quotes?
That he's disappointed that no one's been in contact with him. He's on the standby list, but no one's talked to him about that.
Oh, right.
It does seem a little bit bitter, in my opinion. And that, you know, he's...
I don't think the standby guys should be contacted. I asked Jono this yesterday on the video we did with Land Rover, and he's like, how many phone calls do you want him to make? Do you want him to ring 50 lads? He's like, we don't need
phone. It comes across as a little bit bitter.
He probably is. I think
Mark Call's not too happy. Right. Mark Call's not too happy because they had a press day on Monday for him. Because obviously it's European week, but they knew that months and months in advance.
Yeah, I know, but they didn't know they're going to be in the Champions Cup final. But
no, I know. But you've got to have a squad photo, haven't you?
Yeah, but Brian O'Driscoll was saying they, when they were in the Heineken Cup final, they private jetted the Leinster boys because you've got
Yeah.
Five of your forward pack and one of the backs, whatever. And it's like, that's Monday training before the biggest game of the year. It's like, it's actually a big deal missing a Monday, because that's loads of previewing, loads of work gets done on a Monday, Tuesday.
Do you know what I'm gutted about?
What?
Back in 2005, I don't know if I told you, it was on the Lions tour, squad photo, right? I just decided to put my shorts up really, really high.
Because you thought you were funny?
Yeah.
And now you regret it?
Yeah.
Because you look like a dick?
Because they're really high.
Yeah.
If anyone can find that photo,
look really white legs in it.
I'm stood next to Paul O'Connell and he pulls his up quite high, and I say, oh god, I'll do the same. Pull mine up, and then the actual photo is a tan, so he's obviously pulled them back down.
Oh,
so
yeah, without me knowing.
yeah, so Wasps got a home draw then, haven't they?
Yeah, Elliot Daly's try around the outside at the end was
his pickup.
Yes, oh, it's beautiful.
So fast, mate.
Do you know he can't drive? He hasn't got a driving licence.
Really?
No.
Why?
I think he's vegan. Okay. No, I don't know what it is. But yesterday we were at this Lions thing and all the players were arriving. And it's really interesting because you've got lads who've never met each other, played against each other, and it's like, hi Jared, I'm Ross. Hi Elliot, I'm Jared.
I saw a photo, right, of Warby was addressing the squad. All on the right-hand side were all the English and the three Scots.
Yeah.
And the left were the...
Welshies and Irishies.
Welsh, I mean, if I'm being picky, I would have preferred if the Scots were on the left as well.
Yeah.
But
just have England separate themselves so you could slag them off.
Yeah. No, not at all. But I'm sure they'll all break down soon, won't they, and start bonding. But yeah, so Wasps got a home semi-final against Leicester.
Yeah. Richard Hibbard was player of the year for Gloucester, by the way, before we forget that.
Sorry, yeah. I
Ross Moriarty, young player, Hibbard player, and Bath player of the year, we might not mention last week, was Nathan Catt. And I'm putting that down to all of my aggressive ass-kissing on TV.
Sale Sharks had a good win against Bath as well.
Yeah.
Danny Solomono.
Yeah. He's mega.
Good. He is looking good.
Can't wait to see him play.
He's on the England tour, yeah.
Yeah. And Sam James is so good at 13.
We had a bet on Harlequins to beat Northampton. That didn't happen.
No.
But did you see Harry Mallander hit the post in front of the post with a conversion?
Yeah. It's quite something, that.
Yeah, I know. And not that it made any difference to the score, because they still needed... they didn't need Harlequins to get bonus points.
Did you see Louis Picamole's little offload on the inside to Alex Waller for that try? It's just like... He's so good. And that's why Montpellier, I've heard a bit of chat from the inside.
Yeah.
And apparently... I read that I got told that Saints have said you can have him for 1.2 million to get him out of his contract.
Okay.
Which then I've read Saints have actually asked for 700 grand to get him out of his contract, and they've offered him 65 grand a month at Montpellier. And I just said, Louis, I said to him, you cannot live on that. You can't. He can't be expected to live on that. And the other chat I heard was that if they don't get Louis Picamole, then they're after Carl Ferns, who has signed a deal with Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
And Gloucester will only let him renege on that if they receive X amount of money from Leon or from whoever signs him.
Burrell looked pretty good for Northampton.
Yeah, he did. He
George
did.
North as well, back on scoring. And I named George in my potential Lions start 15 if everyone's fit. And you sort of mentioned, what about Liam Williams? He's been playing well.
Yeah.
But George gives you a bit of size as well, you know. If they're looking at potentially playing Sexton, Farrell, and Joseph in the centres, you need a little bit of size. You need someone to cut up now and again to get them on the front foot.
But I spoke to.
Otherwise, they're all going to be the same size. They're all going to be round 14 stone.
I know, but I spoke to Brian O'Driscoll about this, and he said exactly the same as you. So you two, there's a good chance you two, your opinion is, in terms of who you pick an outside backs, is more worthy than mine. But I think pick who plays like the bigger man, who's going to hit you harder and run harder. And I think Liam Williams might be more physical.
Liam Williams runs hard, but if you've got Liam Williams running hard in a straight line, you've got George North running hard in a straight line, George is going to cause more damage. He's going to be able to get over the game line. Yeah. And I know what you're saying about... I mean, Liam Williams runs his weight like nobody else.
Mm.
But if you just want to set up A to get to B, you need a bit of size. And that's where Jamie Roberts, God rest his soul, has been so good.
That I think it's probably appropriate, like bow to your and Brian's.
I don't know. This I don't know. I've only won a couple of Grand Slams.
Mate, I won the European Challenge Cup in 08. So I think I know what I'm talking about.
Any other Exeter? They're really good against Gloucester.
Yeah, they're really good. They're flying. Half. They're absolutely flying. They're lovely.
That's Johnny, so Johnny Mays, two tries that were good. Yeah. He went round the side of Jack Noel.
Yeah, Jack Noel, inverted commas, hurt himself as he got stepped. He's like, oh, I've hurt myself, that's why I've got skin.
The good news is as well, no one got injured this week.
Yeah.
The sad news is about Ben Young's draw.
Well, the sad news is about Tom Young's and his wife, of course. I've said Brian O'Driscoll and Jono 300 times already on this pod, but I mentioned it to Jono yesterday, and he said he heard about it and felt sick. Yeah. And that is actually what I felt like. And it's like, it got to the point where I read the BBC thing on it, and I already knew. So I knew a couple of weeks, not that Ben was pulling out, but about Tom's wife. It wasn't a very long article, but I just couldn't read it. I couldn't finish reading it. It's just so...
I know.
Well, it's as sad as it gets.
Everyone's thoughts goes out. It is such a sad time.
But I just love the fact that Ben Youngs has pulled out, actually. Because, imagine being in New Zealand and getting the call.
Yeah.
That someone that close to you has died and you can't be there for your brother and his kid and that sort of stuff. So, and you know what? Lions tours are really, really important, but they're about 1% as important as that sort of stuff.
So, of course they are.
Incredibly sad and great decision from him.
Watched a bit of the Guinness Pro 12 because it was the last games for that weekend as well.
Mm.
Scarlets demolished the Ospreys.
Yeah.
40 points to 17. Now, the Ospreys had a poor loss against the Blues on Judgment Day a few weeks ago. Then they bounced back against Ulster and had a bit of a shocking performance against the Scarlets at the weekend. They're okay. They're still in playoff position.
Yeah.
They're still fourth. So, they've got Munster away, which is a tough game. Ospreys are still a good team, and Leinster got Scarlets at home, which I think will be pretty much one way.
Yeah,
the way Leinster are playing at the moment, so plenty of games still left.
Yeah, just, a lot going on in there. Friday night, looking forward to Gloucester, hopefully beating Paris in the Challenge Cup final. Friday night, I'm pretty pumped about that, and I'd love it if they performed in that game like they did at La Rochelle a couple of weeks ago. But then they'll win it, and I'd like to see him win it because they've got so many good lads.
A week time again. I think last week was our first loss. Flats. We bet on Harlequins to beat Northampton. I believe it's by 2 or 3 points or more. They didn't. So we're sorry about that, guys. But
incredibly sorry.
We get a free bet every week, and all proceeds of our bet goes towards charity.
Children in need, no?
Yes, it is. This week we're going to bet on the Champions Cup final.
Don't call it the Heineken.
I can't help
Sponsored
it.
Sponsored by Heineken.
I can't help it. And we're going to be betting on Clermont Saracens.
Yeah, I'm 100% saying Saris. What are you saying?
I'm saying Clermont.
We've been here before, haven't we?
I know.
Is it your go?
I think Saracens will be favourites, but I just think it's Clermont's time. I think so many times they've been the bridesmaid. It's gonna happen.
No, they're gonna be the groom.
You didn't expect them to win in the semi-final. They did.
I think Saracen's gonna win. You think Clermont are gonna win? Should we toss a coin, or is it your turn to dominate?
You're overruled.
Okay.
Because I edit this podcast, so
yeah.
Yeah. Luck. So I'm saying Clermont.
Hope you're wrong.
Clermont to win by 2 or more points.
Yeah.
And you'll see this unique bet on the website, which is leovegas.com.
Yeah.
Standard terms and conditions apply. You've got to be over 18.
Yeah.
Be responsible.
Yeah.
Also, be shown on the Twitter feed, which is at leovegasuk.
Yeah.
So
good luck to all, yeah? One and all.
Get involved.
Get involved.
Just before you enter questions, Big Dave... It's a big day today in Wales.
Oh, yeah?
Tuesday, yeah, because they are voting on whether Gwent Dragons will be taken over by the Welsh Rugby Union.
Yeah. Mm. What do you reckon?
Not sure. It needs to be ratified by 75% of Newport RFC shareholders.
Yeah.
So, who knows what's going to happen? I think possibly the W might end up taking over all the four regions.
Yeah, do you think that would
work? A bit like the Irish model, I'm not sure.
But it doesn't work now.
Correct. So I read a really interesting article from Martin Ryan, one of the board members of Cardiff Blues.
Yes.
And he was saying that it's only sustainable for two clubs to play in Wales.
Wow.
But they've got to look at somehow, in some way, of keeping the regions as they are, and keeping them in a competition, and then finding a competition possibly for the two super clubs in Wales. Whether the RFU would open up the league to that. But the main thing is, if you are having two clubs, is how you bring through the talent.
Mm.
You know, how you bring through the next generation of rugby players.
Yeah, it's hard, that.
It is hard. I'll tell you what's hard, mate. Centres in Wales at the moment is hard. Because you've got two Kiwi centres playing at,
yeah.
At the Blues. You've got Josh Mantovesi and he's at the Ospreys.
Yeah.
We've signed in another Kiwi as well. There's Hadley Parks and Scarlett's. So, the centres has been dominated at the moment in Welsh rugby by foreigners, which means there's a lack of players coming through. So, something to look at. But we got questions. We'll start off with a serious one from Sam Bartram on Twitter. Which one of you drinks the most pints? What do you drink a lot of ale, don't you?
No, I like a bit of that and a bit of lager. Yeah,
yeah, you do drink a lot of ale. Don't try and deny it.
I do both.
Yeah,
on a big night out, I do lager.
Yeah, I've not reached that age yet. You know, I'm not midlife.
I was drinking ale when I was 21.
So I drink lager still.
I like Guinness and lager.
Okay.
Most of all.
And you also like, you know,
I like ale a bit.
Yeah, you like John Smith's and stuff like that as well.
Not really, but if you want me to, that's fine. Who drinks the most? Who drinks more rather?
Probably you. No, I don't know.
Maybe you.
No,
similar.
Yeah.
Here's one.
Yeah, go on.
From Scott on the email. Two questions. Both of them are good. Do you know much about Quinn's new signing, Dimitri Katrakalis? Is he any good? Will he fill Nick Evans' boots? He is good. It's a decent signing. Who's going to fill Nick Evans' boots? Not many. He's primarily, from what I've seen, a bit of a kick and clap merchant. Not massively creative. Could be wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong. I would say it's a good, solid, good quality signing, not necessarily that exciting.
Pragmatic.
Yeah, it's fine. But the second question is, if you could choose between Beam Me Up Scotty's superpower,
yeah,
or have X-ray vision, which one would you go for? I say Beam Me Up because you could just cut out journeys and say, right, I want to be in Ibiza, I want to be here, and just go, never travel again.
Yeah, that's a good point. I suppose when he's talking about X-ray vision, it's not as if you can look at what someone looks like naked. You're just going to see bones, aren't you?
That is such a good point. I think he means you can see people's boobs.
Well, he said X-ray. That's an X-ray.
No, but I think that's what Scott means.
I mean, everyone knows the best superpower would be invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like Mel Gibson was in that film, What Women Want, so you know exactly what they're thinking. So if you are, it would work both ways. Like, if you like women, it would work. If you like men, it would work. So you know exactly what they want to hear, which actually is really disingenuous. It's awful. I'd hate that superpower.
Right, there's one on Twitter, Ashley Jones. Is there still room for the enforcer in our modern game?
No.
So you know, like Backy Botha, that type of player?
No, you're better off having a really high work rate player. A guy who actually does a load of good work.
There's still tough players out there. I mean, rugby league's a classic example of.
Yeah, but it's
a game that still goes ahead. There's still quite a few scraps and there's still quite a few enforcers in that game. I would say Ross Moriarty is that type of player. He's not dirty though. He looks and he plays hard.
He scares opposition players.
Yeah.
And I think that, yes, so maybe, yeah, but I think in terms of the old school enforcer whacking people, no. Mm. No, I don't think so. Here's one on the email from Claude. I am known within my friendship group as the catfish, due to my inability to grow facial hair. What nicknames have you been given over the years due to your misfortunes? Claude in Bristol.
Sloth.
Yeah. I always like Lab Rat for you.
Yeah.
Ches used to call you Lab Rat, didn't he?
Yeah, because I was so white.
Yeah. Mm. The lads used to call me, like, The Rock, Vin Diesel, Driller. I mean, all sorts of stuff.
Sonia
from EastEnders.
Put a wig on you.
Omid Jarley. Nothing that creative, actually. Blocker. I remember Blocker, Chris Malone, the fly half, called me Blocker, which was Blocker Flats. Nice. That's about it. Nothing better.
Right, Rob Haworth, ketchup or brown sauce on your bacon bap?
I go ketchup.
I go brown sauce.
Bit odd.
Chris Preston on Twitter says, if you had to select someone who you've played with or against into a gladiatorial battle with you, who would you choose?
Pick one person to go in a gladiatorial battle with us.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny Grucock, easy. Mm. Easy, by mile. Massive, psycho, relentless, really good fighting technique. Really fit.
Yeah.
Happy days. He'd fill anybody in rugby, unless they've been trained to fight professionally.
Yeah, he's a good one. I would go Scott Crennel or Dan Barr.
Dan Barr, oh yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
I'd still pick Grewy, but Dan Barr, actually, that's pretty close. He was a genuinely
scary bloke.
Intimidating bloke, yeah.
After, here's Luke Wheeler on Twitter. After being dismantled by the Scarlets, do the Ospreys need to move on from Steve Tandy?
Tom, your best place to
answer. That's an interesting question. Towards the end of the season, the Ospreys haven't been playing that well, but let's not forget where they finished. They finished fourth. They're still in a playoff spot. I think he's still the right man for the job.
Yeah. And Adam Peters on email hasn't asked a question, but he said, I walked past a guy who looked like Flats in Manchester. Now he knows we were there. Gutted he didn't say hello. Mm. Imagine what could have been, Adam. Imagine what could have been the big day.
BFFs.
You didn't miss much, mate.
Carwin Roberts on Twitter. Why does Eddie Jones refuse to pick Christian Wade in any England squad, regardless of how many other wingers are unavailable?
Yeah, I get asked that a lot, as you can imagine, and I can't quite work that one out.
Size? Fact he chews gum?
Maybe. I can't quite work it out. He is spectacular.
Mm.
And he's brave, like, and he's powerful. I don't know why they don't pick him.
Question here from
and he's young. He's young as well. Anyway, yeah.
Question here from Reese Blumberg.
Muppet.
Yeah. Fluffy. If the All Blacks replaced, initially he said Brad Barrett, so I had to correct him on that.
What a loser.
Yeah. Bowden Barrett with Flats, would they still beat Scotland? So
that's actually a really good question.
So you're playing 10 for the All Blacks.
So can I get myself in a bit of shape?
Yeah. But suppose you'd just be like Link Man, wouldn't you? You know, you just 9, 12 off line outs.
I'd be the highwayman, I'd be stand and deliver. But you know what? This is really aggressive. I think if I play for the All Blacks at 10, we could beat Scotland.
Okay.
They would target me, but I would have Ardie Surveyor and Malachi Fekitoa either side of me, and I reckon they'd look after me.
It's a good question there, but I'm just looking at his profile picture now. You get on with him, because he wears a lot of tweed as well.
I thought that was from Blum.
Yeah, he wears a lot of, lot of tweed, yeah. Yeah, head, yeah. Older than his years, that one.
Yeah, odd bloke. I'm ready to, my back hurts a bit now, so I'm ready to go home. Is that right with you?
No, we've got one more question, mate.
All right.
A serious one. David Wilson, how did you and your teammates handle nerves going into big games?
Faked it, pretended I wasn't nervous.
You just wanted, all right, go on.
You get to a point where you know that you're really nervous and you think it's the worst thing in the world, but you know that when the ref knocks on the door, you're going to be all right. I just used to try and think of something else, focus in on certain jobs. But I knew that, not that I was an amazing player, but because I was a prop and I was a bit older by the end and I was big or whatever, that people, younger players or other forwards, because I had a lot of experience, they looked to you for reassurance, so you couldn't stand there looking terrified. So I would be absolutely relaxed, confident, no shouting.
I think it's just reaffirming positive thoughts. You've got to have positive thoughts. You can't be thinking about, what if I miss a tackle? You know, what if I drop the ball? Yeah. If I go in position, you know, you've got to be thinking, you've got to be reminding yourself of how well you're playing, sort of.
Yeah.
Visualising.
You get nervous.
I did a little bit of nerves, yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I wasn't that relaxed, you know. I'd have to work myself up for it as well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's good though, isn't it? It was always a nice feeling of going out there, that nervous excitement. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't miss it though.
W1 on Twitter has said, has Gatland picked a squad to play a certain type of game or just the best players available?
I think the best players available. I think that people are getting a little bit carried away with Warren Ball.
I don't think he's going to go to Warren Ball. I don't think he can be that practical and that basic against the All Blacks. I think you're going to have to do something different to beat them. You can't just play standard.
Got to take risks.
One at rugby. You do, mate. I honestly believe that. And I think he's sort of, again, we've talked about this before, I think it's where he views Owen Farrell will dictate the type of game Lions will play, near enough Wales. Because he's the only ball player, he's really the only ball playing 12 in the squad.
Yeah.
Which I think all teams are better when they've got two ball players at 10 and 12.
Should agree with that, Tom.
Yeah. A little bit shorter, probably 8 minutes shorter than normal.
Got a bad back though, haven't I?
Yeah. And if you have like this, make sure you get online and review it.
Yeah. Say nice stuff. Always. Give us 6 stars. How many stars can you get? 5 stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
5 Michelin stars.
We're never going to know. All right. Good luck to everyone, yeah?
Yeah.
LA.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.